Covetous, you see people, tabiz, that's called in Hindi, Urdu, right? It's a very common thing. People, you're supposed to wear it on your arm, not on the neck. So can a married woman wear one on the neck? No, this tulsi mala is only meant for a tulsi mala. It's not meant for putting lockets or anything else on. So if at all you're going to wear a kavacha, then you can wear it on the arm, that's all. But the best kavacha is chanting Hare Krishna and having Gopi Chandan. That's all. Gopi Chandan Tilak. Best. Chant Hare Krishna loudly. This lady is saying she's having bad dreams of ghosts and negative thoughts. Chant Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. Jai Shokal Bipod Bhakti Vinod Bolen Jokon Onam Gai. Bhakti Vinod says all dangers go away when you chant the holy name. And if you want, you can have a Nrisimha Kavacha on your arm, and you can do this puja, and you can follow this tantra, and there are so many things given in the Vedic literature. But again, stick to the simple things Prabhupada gave us. Everything will be alright. Ghosts, they'll go away. Chant Hare Krishna. Take only Krishna Prasadam. Chant Hare Krishna loudly. There's so many ISKCON temples which used to be full of ghosts. Where I joined, in Bhaktivedanta Manor, it used to be an old folks' home where people go to die. So there's so many ghosts there. Even one godbrother of mine told me years ago, when I was living in England, this was in the 1970s, that once Prabhupada, he was walking on the lawn there, and he suddenly waved his cane and said, "We don't have anything to do with ghosts," like this. And it was a common thing that devotees used to wake up in the night being attacked by ghosts, but it's not there now. They all got liberated by the chanting of Hare Krishna. They were at least liberated from those ghost bodies. Or they went somewhere else. In Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav, I noted that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in the Gauri Math, they often used to take buildings which no one else would take because they're full of ghosts. Devotees would go there and chant Hare Krishna, and the ghosts would go away.